Ever since that opening game of the season, the Colts are undefeated, sitting with a 3-1 record and looking to improve to 4-1, but with an uphill battle. They do have a bit of power play time to start this third period, but down 4-2 as we are underway. Colts attacking from right to left on your radio dial. Coaldale from left to right. And they're starting out in attack are the Colts. It's Smith carrying up, a drop pass set up for Stephen Bell to take it over the line with a bit of speed. Chips it by his man, left wing corner, he goes after it. Chops at the puck, both sides do, and that one is chopped up and out of play. We played just 12 seconds here in this third. As we await this offensive zone draw, it's Peyton Rothenbusch digging in to take it. Looks like the power play unit of Rothenbusch, Aiden Parks, Aiden Saunders out there. Stephen Bell on the point along with Smith. And slow drop here and eventually does fall, but a scramble draw 50-50. It's gathered by Coaldale, and it's Constant, right wing side, who works it up. Held up there by Smith. The puck goes into the corner, gathered now by Bell. Bell will reset it here. Picking it up is Smith out of his own zone. About 3 minutes of power play time to go. He skates it over center, over the logo, right wing side, chopped at, loses the puck, picked up now by Bell. He also loses the handle at the high slot. The puck is found by Coaldale and sent the length of the ice. Approaching a minute into this third period, Aiden Parks will gather in behind his own goal. It's picked up now. He'll skate out in front of his goal with it. Aiden Parks, smooth move across the blue line. Now he'll get into the offensive zone. Left wing side. Button hooks in the corner. Drops it off there for Rothenbusch. He's along the wall. Sets it up for Smith at the point. Smith's pass knocked out, but Rothenbusch finds it. His shot is blocked. Comes out to Smith at the point. Guides it over for Bell. Sharp angle shot. Rebound in the slot is found by Coaldale, and they send it the length of the ice. 2 minutes to go here on this power play. It's stopped up now. Gathered is Smith. He is in possession as he starts out and skates with it. Long pass up the wall. That one's up. Out of the reach of Jay Heistead. Couldn't get the touch on that one. 1:52 on this power play. 18-17 remaining in the third. The Colts down two.
Yeah, haven't really had much chance to set up their power play. They've had a couple of seconds where they were in control in the Coaldale zone. But for the most part, Coaldale's just turning everything right back the other way.
So an offensive zone draw coming up for Coaldale on this PK. It's Twig digging in to take it. 50-50 draw coming across to Jay Heistead to work the puck out for Mountain View. Looks to get around his defender. Can't quite do so. Loose puck in the neutral zone. Swatted at by both sides, but eventually Adam Kennedy for Coaldale gathers, holds onto it, and sends it the length of the ice. Allen's out of his goal. Stomps it up there for Emmett Barnett. Barnett takes it behind his own goal. He's got Wyatt Bailey gathering speed to his left. On his right side, he's got an option as well, but elects to skate it through the middle. Here's Barnett taking it into the corner. Rubbed off the puck, but it is behind the Coaldale end. Barnett giving a bump to his man there. Not enough. It's turned over in the slot as Bailey got a deflection on it, but it's quickly gathered now by Coaldale, and they're working their way up 2-on-2. Hogan gets around his man. Bryan steps in to make the check and takes down his man, turns the puck over as well, but just a minute of power play time remaining now. As it's going to be Barnett lugging it up the ice on the left wing side on the backhand, chops it down low. Verloop gets there first for Coaldale, wraps it around the boards, and sends it down the length of the ice. Some frustration there from Barnett, slams his stick as he heads off. Meanwhile, looking for a change. Smith gets out there. He's joined by Peyton Rothenbusch, who carries it up on the right wing side. Nice move by Parks to get around his man. Stripped of the puck there, but briefly taking it back was Rothenbusch. Out to the point man. It's Heistead gets it back for Rothenbusch, fires a shot on goal, redirected by Parks, and that one's steered aside by Fulton. Found by Coaldale, they'll float it up and send it the length of the ice. Just 20 seconds of power play time remaining as Allen's out to stop it up. Smith will pick it up, a bit of a miscue there as it was stuck in the feet of Allen, but gathering now is Smith, right wing side, head full of steam, works his way over the blue line, loses the puck there, it's turned over and sent back into the neutral zone. About 5 seconds to go on this extended power play from Mountain View. They send it into the offensive zone. Picked up by Coaldale. Off the glass and out. It's turned over here in front, and the man is out of the box. It's Brechuk out there. He joins the attack, and into the offensive zone they go. Sharp angle shot. Blockered away by Allen. Ray will find the rebound. Corbin Ray sends it forward for Aiden Saunders. Left wing side. Over the blue line. Snaps one off, or over the ice, I should say, and steering that out of play was Fulton. He'll hang on, and it's 16:08 to go here in the third.
One of the interesting, you know, new changes for the Colts this year is we see Aiden Saunders, but no Jordan Saunders this year. And so it'll be just the one Saunders brother out there this season.
Offensive zone draw here coming up for Mountain View. They're down two after failing to score on that four-minute power play to start this third. They've won the faceoff but are forced into the neutral zone here. D-to-D action as they will shovel it down low, but Coldale now picking up possession with McCulloch. And falling there was Dogan, but does get the puck forward and moves it to Booth, who chops it down low. Going after there is Barnett on the backhand. Looks to send it up the wall. Can't quite connect with his winger. Comes out to McCulloch on the point. He can't hold the line. And it comes out. Picking it up now. It's Corbin Ray. And the loose change over the neutral zone. Sends it down deep. Checks his man. Almost got it back as they wrapped it around the boards. And into the neutral zone it comes with Smith in possession for Mountain View. In his own zone, forced all the way back, goes D to D with Barnett. Barnett's pass comes off a skate, but he's found it back, sends it back to where he intended to. It's now in possession of Corbin Ray, who shovels it forward. Brian takes a check, but connects it to Corbin Ray. Brian's man goes down, Brian's still up, he skates towards the center of the net. Meanwhile, digging it out there is Bailey, and Bailey's centering pass is collected, and back the other way they come. It's Hines who takes it over. Hines, left wing side, look to work around his man. Puck comes loose into the corner. Sharp angle shot. That one's redirected. It's found now by Mountain View. It's Biggin. Goal scorer tonight for Mountain View. Sends it towards the goalie. Fulton, who's forced to hang on to it after the pressure was put on there by Biggin. And they'll win an offensive zone faceoff with 14:50 remaining in this third.
Gives us a chance to mention Dick's Trucking, on the road making miles through Western Canada since 1963. When you need it hauled, call Dick's Trucking in Didsbury, a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts.
Both teams 0-for-2 on the power play thus far tonight. An offensive zone draw coming up now for Mountain View. Saunders digs in. It's lost, however, in possession. Coldale will work it out. Fuji can't quite hold on to it at the blue line. Coming across with McDermott to hold the line. Fuji will get another opportunity, and on the redirect does send it to the logo, where coming across is Cole Howard. Howard's outlet pass for Heistead quickly connects, and Heistead sends it down low. Going after it is Biggin. Biggin will win possession on the backhand. Now he's got to figure out what to do with it. He's caught up in the corner. Coming to his defense is Saunders. Saunders will help him out. Button hooks, goes into the corner. Centering pass comes out all the way to McDermott at the point. Wrister goes in, a pad save by Fulton. And rebound comes out, spun at and fired by Heistead, wide of the target. Comes out, McDermott holds the blue line, gets it back down low. Saunders is battling for it. It's picked up by Fuji. Meanwhile, Coldale will gather, and they'll come out the zone. Left wing side carrying it over. Looking for the check there was Howard. Misses the man. Centering pass. McDermott intercepts. He'll play it off the glass. Looking for Heistead. Looks like they got out of the zone. And looks like Coldale touches up. We'll have an offside. 13:53 to go in the third.
Kobe Fujita is a guy that we've mentioned a few times tonight and has really stood out for the Coldale Copperheads. I wanted to make sure that we highlighted him because he's really stood out in a good way for Coldale. Kobe Fujita.
Neutral zone draw coming up now. Colts looking to dig away at this two-goal deficit. 4-2, Coldale with the advantage. It's Smith in possession off that win. Left wing side, lugs it over, into the corner he goes, centering feed intended for Leishner. It's broken away, going after it is Myram. Ties up his man, looking for help, but out comes Coldale in possession for a loop. He's got two tonight, going after it in the offensive zone. Chips it down low in a battle against Smith. Smith will get it across for Barnett. Barnett will ride it around the boards, looking for Leishner. Leishner eventually can't get it out. It's Hudogan who holds the line, sends it down low. And we've got a player who's missing their cage right now. That was a big collision through the middle. Colts don't like it at all. They want the call. Meanwhile, in possession is Hirsch into the offensive zone. Myram will pick it up high slot, looking to center it. Colts are absolutely irate right now. Puck is in the offensive zone, however. They're looking for it. It's Myram still digging away. Hirsch is in there as well. Fulton steps out of his goal to wrap it around the boards. Colts hold it in. Centering pass into the slot it comes. It's still loose. Both teams whacking away. Lots of sticks flying around out there right now, Corey. Gathering is Mountain View. Sending down low. They'll go after it once again on the forecheck. It's Simon Leishner down there. The captain, Peyton Rothenbusch, joining the attack. So too is Stephen Bell, hovering at the blue line. Turned over here in the neutral zone, picking up his Leishner. Now he forwards it for Bell. Bell looks to step around his man. Looks like he might have caught a blade there. Loses his stride. It's turned over. Picking it up now, Coldale through the zone. They come for Verloop. Verloop now left wing side, tied up with his man. McDermott wrapped up. McDermott gets rolled into the boards there as well. Across comes Rothenbusch, centering pass out. It comes and firing on is McCulloch, and that one is blocked. A good block by Hayden Parks to get across. Down low it comes. Verloop is tied up there in the corner again. Both teams again whacking away at each other. Some physical play here in this third. In the neutral zone, meanwhile, it's Hayden Parks in a one-on-one battle on the backhand, looking to work his way towards the middle. Looks like he's won a call there, Corey.
It's going to be a... Is this a hold or an interference probably coming up against Coaldale, and they don't like it at all. Yeah, it's going to be a hold.
A holding call indeed coming up after some nifty skating there by Hayden Parks to draw that call.
Parks was flying as he came around the edge there, and that was the only way that they were going to hold him back, was to literally hold him back.
Third power play of the game is now coming up from Mountain View, and they were absolutely irate as catching that collision through center ice, I believe, was Simon Leishner.
And he knocked his the cage off.
Yeah.
Like it looked like he lost a bolt or something like that from the top of the face mask, and it was just swinging away. So technically it's illegal equipment, and you have to get off the ice.
That was a confusing play,
that's for sure.
Right in front of the Colts bench as well. They were none too happy, but they have won a power play out of all of this. They've lost that offensive zone draw. Into the corner taking that is McCulloch. He'll just slam that up against the wall, looking to kill as much time as he possibly can, as Coaldale does enjoy a two-goal lead here. On the power play, Mountain View looking for it, but eventually squeaking by Smith, and he'll have to regroup in the neutral zone. He'll take it to the opposite side, however, get it back in the offensive zone they go. Giving chase is Bailey, couldn't quite get there. Out of the zone they come. It's Hirsch who has to regroup in the neutral zone. 90 seconds to go on this power play. Hirsch, a couple of moves through neutral ice, loses it right at blue line, however. It's turned over, picked up now by Coaldale, and Booth will get it across and send it the length of the ice. About 11 minutes to go here in this third. Colts with their second power play opportunity of this third period, and would love to get one. They work their way over the blue line. Offensive zone, looking to send it up as Heistad. Button hooks out of the corner. Heistad across the top of the circle. Nifty couple of moves. Couldn't get the shot across, though. And picking up the loose change was Booth, and he'll just float it down the ice. Allen stops up, dishes off there. It is Stephen Bell back to skate it out for Mountain View. Left wing side. He'll take it down low, dumps it over the red line. Giving chase is Jay Heistad on the opposite side. Verloop is tasked to play it out. He will get it across. D to D play, and they send it the length of the ice. We're already down to the final 30 seconds of power play time now for Mountain View, and they've yet to really establish themselves in the offensive zone here. It is Saunders who starts to skate out with it. Left wing side, blue line gains it, sends it down low, wraps it around the wall for Hayden Parks. Parks, touch pass out to the point. Bell had to be sharp there, gets it back to Parks. Parks now takes it into the corner. In behind the Coaldale goal, looking to center that one out to the slot it comes, but it is picked up by Constant. He'll take it one-on-one with Stephen Bell. Looking to get around his defender there, but loses the puck, and it comes into the corner, but Constant has successfully killed the final stages of this power play, and we're back to 5-on-5 action here. Colts 0 for 3 tonight on the power play, and working his way across is Hayden Parks, and in he moves, he scores! Hayden Parks with a nifty couple of dangles and slides it 5-hole. We've got a 4-3 game.
And the goaltender, Caden Fulton, still trying to figure out how that puck got past him. He was totally lost on that one, but Parks is going to take it for sure, and that gets the Colts right back in this, down one goal with 9:47 to go.
That is the spark the Colts were looking for, failing to score on that power play, but answering right back with a nifty couple of angles there was Hayden Parks. That is one of the nicer goals that we'll see this season. And it comes the opening broadcast for CKFM. 4-3 the score. The Colts have made this a game now as we go into the late stages of the third period. Quick breakout, however, for Coaldale. It's Creighton taking it over the blue line. Sharp angle shot steered aside by Allen, and it goes up and out of play. 9:35 to go. The Colts down one.
I see that bucket getting fixed now, the one that was missing the bolt earlier. So whoever it was that had the wrong helmet is getting all fixed up.
Yeah, whatever it was, and it must have been some sort of collision to send that helmet flying like that.
Well, again, I think they thought it was a headshot. Whether it was a shoulder head, head-to-head, something, the Colts thought it was a headshot. And I couldn't tell if it was the Colts bench screaming or the fans behind them, but somebody was screaming.
Definitely some anger on that side of things, but nevertheless, even though those power plays weren't as successful as the Colts would have hoped, Corey, they do find themselves in an opportunity to strike again and take this game to the distance.
Yeah, absolutely do. Just got to keep it going. You have to be very careful now to make sure that you stay disciplined. Refs always kind of looking for maybe an opportunity to even things up, so they're going to be looking for opportunities. You have to stay disciplined in this. Don't give Coaldale an opportunity to get back on the power play and increase their lead.
If you think back to last year, that was such a trend that we talked about throughout the regular season.
Yeah.
Came back to bite them in the postseason as well, that disciplined play. And that's something that Dan Vissen and the coaching staff has already looked to address this season. And this is a crucial time in this hockey game. Less than 10 minutes to go, a one-goal game. The Colts have possession out of their own zone. Here's Bacon. He's already got a goal tonight. Right wing side, takes it over the blue line on the backhand, looks to center it, fires one towards the goal, and it's quickly gloved by Fulton, who will hang on for the whistle.
Great touch pass to send that one away in the slot. The puck came out just about to the Colts blue line, and they had a nice little touch pass to get that to Bacon, and he was flying as he came across the red line.
He has looked absolutely tremendous tonight, Kai Bacon. He has been a force out there for the Colts. And
he and Jay Heistad, I think, probably been the two best players for Mountain View.
And Heistad helps to win this draw. Out to the point it comes. A long shot is wide of the target. Going after it is Verloop. Whacking away at it, but so too is Bacon. Can't quite hold it, but Saunders does pick up the loose change in the neutral zone. Takes it right back in. Saunders on the forehand. Looks to fire it up top, but it just got under it a little much, and that is up and out of play. Looks to have taken a deflection, so the Colts will get an offensive zone draw.
9:05 to go. We're going to mention the Tire Shop. They've got the team and the shop to suit all your tire needs and more. The Tire Shop is a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts.
Another offensive zone draw here coming up for Mountain View. They certainly have upped the urgency here. Not one player sitting on the Mountain View bench right now. This draw is a 50-51. Bell going after it in the corner, but Coaldale does have possession as Kennedy will ream it off the wall. That doesn't get too far, however, as Rothenbusch holds it up just momentarily as Hines will give chase in the neutral zone, but he turns it over quickly as Barnett sends it right back into the Colts offensive zone. Giving chase there is Parks. Again, relentless on the forecheck here. Wins it back. Has it pinned up against the wall in the corner and will shovel it forward. Intended for Rothenbusch. That one is towards the goal. Fulton will just steer it side, and then it's behind the goal. Now working their way out is Coaldale. They've got possession, 3-on-2, and it's quickly turned over at the attacking blue line where Smith will pick it up and send it off the wall for Hayden Parks. Parks picks it up through the neutral zone, shoved off, still in possession, centering pass, finds Bell who spins and fires, and he made something out of nothing there, but Fulton hangs on.
I don't think Bell was expecting that puck, and he tried to make something out of nothing there as he kind of got it on the heel of his stick and just tried to direct it toward the net. Not enough juice on there, though, to get past the goaltender.
Does win an offensive zone draw. This big line staying out there. It's Parks and Rothenbusch and Bell for an extra shift. They've lost the draw. In possession is Coaldale. They'll start up with it through the neutral zone. They'll dump it in off the skate there of Smith. He is buzzed, but he'll have to play this one out of his zone. You can definitely tell that stung him. He'll just shovel at the puck and get it out in the neutral zone. Parks will pick it up. He'll work his way in. Left wing side. Looks to work around his man. Loose puck is there. Rothenbusch looking for it. Looks to bat it away. Rothenbusch takes it into the corner now. Sets up. Verloop is there to intercept, but it can't quite get past the blue line as Bell will get there and on the backhand send it deep. Top line needs a change. They'll go off for one. In possession now is Coaldale. Turnover in the neutral zone. A dangerous looking one there, but just wouldn't settle for Aiden Saunders, who will elect to backhand it into the offensive zone. Verloop is there for Coaldale. He'll send it off the wall. It's there in the neutral zone again for Barnett, and he'll send it down low. Coaldale, they'll float it up to the neutral zone, back to the Colts bench here. Right in front is Barnett. He'll turn, fire it up the middle, big and looking for it. Can't quite get the stick on it. Verloop will gather now for Coaldale. Right wing side, takes it over the blue line, fires one high and wide. That comes across the glass. Heistad looking for it, couldn't quite get the poke on it. Barnett will get there in behind the Colts goal. Battle for it now. Both teams digging away. It's Aiden Saunders who turns away from the check, and now Barnett back again, avoids the check, misses the puck, out to the slot it comes, but bobbling the play there was McCulloch. Out it comes now. Dolgan gets pushed off the puck here by Saunders, coming to his aid as Barnett wraps it around the wall. Not quite out though. McCulloch holds it in, fires a high shot. That one's away from the goal and will wrap around into the corner. Saunders picks it up. Spins, fires it back up the wing. Bacon can't quite get it out. Coaldale maintains possession here, pouring it on in the offensive zone. Saunders now looking to fight away possession. Winning it is the Colts. They send it off the glass tonight. Can't quite get it out, however, as Lazar does hold it in. Gets it down low for Constant. Constant goes back up top for the point man McCulloch. McCulloch fires one in, blocked by the Colts. It's sent into the corner. Battling away again is Lazar. Turning away to his Verloop. Verloop in the corner, pressed up against the wall there. The puck is there as well, but it's digged out. Verloop now working his way towards the middle, fires one on. That was a hard-working shift there for Loop, and now we've got a battle in behind the Colts goal as Jay Heistad is going at it. Jay Heistad fires a couple rights over the top. Heistad still looking to get swinging in there as we've got two players tied up. Notable size difference out there as well, Corey, as Heistad was thrown over the top.
Lost a foot on that guy. I'm hoping they're both going to go. For the Colts' sake, I hope they're both going to go. Heistad, for sure, was the one who chucked.
6:03 to go in this third period. The Colts are down one here. It's a 4-3 hockey game. Coaldale storming out in the second period with three unanswered goals. That is the difference right now.
It was big Coden Lazar that was going up against Jay Heistad there, and Lazar's got, it has to be at least a foot on him.
Yeah, credit to Heistad for going in there, though.
All uppercuts from Heistad. He had no choice in that one.
Rothenbusch, the Colts captain, waiting an explanation here. Adam Kennedy's in there as well. Looks like we're going to stay 5-on-5, however, Corey.
Yeah, those are going to be just coincidental roughing, coincidental fighting, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, curious to see what comes out of it. Could be a big point of the game right now. 6:03 remaining. It's a one-goal game. Power play either way could kind of swing the entire game here.
Colts have got six people on the ice right now. Somebody's got to come off. Seven players on the ice. He's coming off here. Rothenbusch?
Yeah, okay. Staying 5-on-5 as well, so that's pretty good officiating there, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think so, too. You have to just let them play. That was a... You're getting two guys off the ice that were heated up and need to cool down, and that's all that really is.
Let's say the Colts lose that end of the battle. However, Jay Heistad has been one of the better players for the Blue and Red so far, and they'll have to do without him for the next at least 2 minutes now. As they start out, and Coaldale has won the offensive zone draw, but quickly coming in is Mountain View, and Smith has won possession away. He'll skate it over the red line, but gets a little too much of the sidewall there and sends it up and out of play. So we'll have a neutral zone draw coming up. 5:50 now to play.
We'll mention Didsbury Value Drug Mart. Happy Thanksgiving from Didsbury Value Drug. A reminder that flu shots are going to be available starting October 16th.
Neutral zone faceoff is right in front of the Mountain View Colts bench. It's Twiggin to take it for the Copperheads. Meanwhile, Ray will dig in for the Colts, and he'll send it forward. Digging in, though, is Coaldale. Hines will sweep in and send it in deep. Going back, task to break it out is Barnett. Barnett quickly on that, sends it up the wall. Hines will get there first. It's picked up by Howard. He can't quite move it forward. 2-on-1 developing now. Howard comes back, puts the check on his man, just enough for Allen to make the easy save. And now we've got more pushing and shoving in behind the Colts goal, and it's Barnett who's tied up. That's Emmett Barnett tied up with his man, and he is firing some rights in there. Some more uppercuts from Barnett as he wants a piece of his man. There's no doubt about that. Both linesmen have to restrain him.
There's no love lost between these two teams. When you play two games in successive weeks, you get to know each other well. There's a lot of familiarity, and yeah, by the end of this game, it was getting chippy.
And the Colts bench is opening up here. The sin bin is. And looks like we're... Yeah, looks like the Coaldale player's night is going to be over here.
Mm-hmm.
As who
is there
going to
be an extra
there?
Couple on? Oh, they're both going. I think they're both going to send them.
Yeah, looks like Cade Degenstein's night is over. And I would be shocked if Emmett Barnett's night is not over as well here. But we'll see what exactly comes out of this. Yeah, that's it for Emmett Barnett. He is off. So, 1-for-1 here. And in all honesty, it looks like we're going to stay 5-on-5 once again out of that scrum.
Yeah, I think, again, you're just getting guys off the ice that are too overheated right now.
Barnett's done. Degenstein is done as well. But we're not quite done with this hockey game. 5 minutes and 31 seconds to go. 4-3 game.
Colts down one here, looking to push. But they're going to have a defensive zone faceoff to deal with first.
It's been a great hockey game tonight as well. It's been end-to-end action here. Some great scoring, some great rushes up the ice, and now we're coming right down to it with a one-goal game. What could you ask for here on a Saturday night?
Great crowd at the DMC, as there always is. Didsbury really comes out to support this team. Fabulous to see.
Peyton Rothenbusch, the captain's going to dig in here for the Mountain View Colts. It's a neutral zone faceoff right in front of the Colts bench, right wing side. Constant will take it for the Copperheads. Linesman awaiting word from his official. Again, 5:31 to go. We'll play 5-on-5 action here after a couple players sent out. Neutral zone draw, one back by Rothenbusch. In possession is Smith. upended there, turns it over. It's Constant on the rebound. Will fire it towards the goal. Backhander is gloved down by Allen. And this time again, we'll have some conversations after the whistle.
Yeah, it feels like that's been happening on every single play. Guys are just really getting into it.
Well, that's 30 minutes of penalty action in that previous game a week ago in Coaldale.
There was a hit from behind that resulted in a 10, at least one 10 in that.
Constant versus Rothenbusch again. This time the Colts captain gets the better of his man, but it's quickly turned over and Coaldale in possession. But again, a nice play by Smith to win it back. Smith will wrap it around the wall for Hayden Parks in a battle with two Coaldale players. He wins it, moves it forward, 2-on-1, developing 3-on-1 even. Here's Peyton Rothenbusch, holds, fires, big rebound into the middle. It's Parks who scores! Hayden Parks finds the back of the net. The Colts veterans get it done. It's 4-4.
And again, that's one that the goaltender probably wants to have back. He didn't know where that was going to go. It sort of deflected in front of the net, and it changed pace. The puck was shot harder, but it almost got stopped halfway through, and so the puck was going a lot slower, and I think he got handcuffed as that puck just slipped past him. And again, the Colts had three guys kind of around him, one in front and two on either side, and I don't know that he was sure where that puck was going to go. It looked like it was going to head to the guy who was on his blocker side for a tap-in, but the puck didn't quite make it there. It ended up just slipping right past him.
What a heads-up play there by the captain, Peyton Rothenbusch, on a 3-on-1. He knew he had numbers, puts that shot perfectly off the pads for that rebound. It's a 4-4 game. Taking it into the zone is Hines for Coaldale. They're looking to answer right back. They scored three unanswered in the second. The Colts have stormed right back. We've got ourselves a hockey game now with about 4 minutes and 45 seconds to go. Offensive zone, Coaldale continuing on it, but Creighton played that one over the blue line, so they're going to have to regroup now, sending it in deep, and now Howard will break it out for Biggin. Biggin carries it over Mountain View into the offensive zone, now left wing side going after it. Biggin will go after it, but he can't quite get there in time. Now breaking out are the Copperheads. They'll take it right wing side for Hines. Hines takes it into the corner. Hines battled away, will leave it there. Centering pass, and that was a dangerous play off the side or off the post potentially there, but hugging it was Allen, and we'll play on. Peyton Rothenbusch out of the corner, looks to get it over the blue line, trickling puck there, and eventually Saunders will chop it forward. 4 minutes to go now in the third. Hadogan has pressure on him. Nice quick outlet pass, and that's picked up by Rothenbusch in the neutral zone. Bank pass ahead for Stephen Bell. Bell picks it up. Right wing side, a nice pass forward. Here's Aiden Saunders on the angle shot there. It just gets chipped and goes in behind the goal. Gathered into the neutral zone by Howard. Goes D to D with it now. McDermott, bank pass forward. Here's Hayden Parks, the hot stick right now. Right wing side, moves it forward. Rebound! After that, sharp angle shot comes all the way out to the point. It's picked up by Verloop. Verloop moves it forward. A pass right back to himself. Verloop picks it up, tops of the circle, fires it towards the goal, looking for the redirect. Milo will pick it up, fires a hard shot on, and that time it's redirected right into the breadbasket of Allen, who hangs on for the whistle. 3:19 to go, 4 apiece.
This is going to be a really big 3 minutes here for the young goaltender, Kyle Allen. He's only 17 years old, really playing his first big high-level hockey here at the junior level. So this is going to be a real test for him to see how mentally tough he can be.
Yeah, this is where you find out what you're made of, that's for sure. It's a four-all game, and we've got not a lot of time here up on the board. Battle for it now off that defensive zone draw. It's moved forward by Hayden Parks, but quickly sent back into the Colts' end. Picking up the loose change in front of his goaltender is Peyton Rothenbusch. Steers it aside. Now it's Smith. Plays it off the glass. Held in by Coaldale. A nice pinch up by Dogan. He holds it in and fires a sharp angle shot. And that one comes along around the boards and all the way back out to the neutral zone. McCulloch picks it up, but it's turned over. Here's Hayden Parks. Left wing side. Fires a shot on. That's high and wide. Around the boards it goes. It bounces up and out of the zone, and Rothenbusch in the neutral zone tries to backhand it forward, can't quite do so. Put pressure on by Milo, and he'll send it all the way towards the goaltender, Allen, who hangs on for the whistle. 2:37 now to play.
Really good whistle to take there, absolutely, for the Colts. They needed that one right there because they had Coaldale just buzzing coming down on them. You got to get whistles here every chance that you can.
Defensive zone draw is going to be taken by Aiden Saunders. Kyle Allen needs a little bit of a hand here. Looks like the plug was out of his stick. And now we'll drop the puck here to his right. Saunders loses this draw, comes out to Kennedy on the point, fires one on, redirection, couple of pad saves, it's in the blue paint, digging away in a nice defensive zone play made by Kai Biggin, saves a sure goal there.
Goalie's got no stick.
We continue play here. Coaldale sets it up. Centering pass into the slot. Batted away by the Colts, and eventually they'll get it over the blue line. It's Jay Heistead. Plays it off the glass, sends it down low. Aiden Saunders going after it. He's gassed at the end of his shift. Jay Heistead forechecking as well, digging away at it, but eventually it's freed up. And now Coaldale in possession. They'll send it up and out of play. An offensive zone faceoff coming up here for Mountain View. We'll see if they get fresh legs out there.
2:04 to go. You've only got a couple of shifts left in this game, so send out your veterans again. Send your buzzers. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Saunders, Heistead, Rothenbusch all coming out there. Get somebody to the net.
Draws lost there by Heistead. Pardon me, that was Saunders. Now the zone play in the middle is picked up by McDermott. Looks to take it over with speed, but just caught up offside. He's forced to turn it over. Meanwhile, Coaldale in possession. Colts finally onside now, but a quick breakout pass has Constant through the neutral zone. Now working his way into the offensive zone, but that puck is batted off his stick, and Rothenbusch is in to pick it up. Saunders tries to move it forward to spring his man, but it's turned over. It's turned over, meanwhile, by Verloop the other way, but he does have it in the offensive zone. Quickly has to break it out is Rothenbusch on the backhand. Can't quite get it there to Saunders. This is a long, long shift for this line. Saunders is digging away at it now. Right wing side plays it off the boards. Bank pass intended for Bryan, who was coming across and almost got there. Meanwhile, back the other way with numbers comes Coaldale. 2-on-2 developing. It's Verloop who shoots, fires it, and a great save made by Allen.
Look how far out Allen was out of his blue paint there to take away that angle, not give him anything to look at. He's a big goaltender, and it's all about angles. Don't give him anything to look at in the 6x4.
1:14 to go. It's a 4-all hockey game. It's been a great one. Back and forth. 3 unanswered goals by Coaldale, and the Colts answering right back with 3 of their own. Defensive zone draw lost there, and Hines found the puck and didn't miss by much. Coaldale continuing the attack now. Behind the goal, it's Barnett looking to break it out now for Mountain View. Can't quite do so. Turned over, but Smith is there. He'll send it right back up the wall, looking for Bryan. Gets a friendly bounce, does the Colts, and it gets all the way out. Bryan going after it, can't quite get there. Coaldale plays it forward, but in the neutral zone, picking up is Hayden Parks. Looks to float it into the zone, gets it into the right wing corner, going after it himself. Now in a battle behind the Coaldale zone. We're less than a minute to play here in the third. Out there is Bell along with Parks, and now Parks' centering pass is picked off, and back the other way they come. Here comes Hines looking to get around his man. Nice defensive play made by Smith. Rides his man into the boards, and the puck is loose in behind the Mountain View goal. Looking for it again is Smith now. About 20 seconds to go here in regulation. Centering pass out from Kennedy. Bobbling puck in the slot. Gathered by Bell. Bell's got a chance here. One-on-one. Left wing side. Screaming down the wing. Forced to button hook. A centering pass. 10 seconds to go. Swatted at and fired towards the goal. Bryan hustling to get off now, but it's held in by Biggin. Biggin gets it in behind the Coaldale zone, and this is going to do it for regulation play. What a game we've seen so far at the DMC. The Coaldale Copperheads go up 4-1, only for the Colts to answer right back. And we find ourselves at a 4-4 deadlock here as we will head to overtime here, Corey. Why don't we take a quick break when we'll be back with the overtime frame. You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Anchor Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on CKFM.
You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on CKFM.
Didsbury Value Drug Mart wishes the community a very happy Thanksgiving this weekend. Thank you for the continued love and support throughout the years. We'll be closed on Monday and we'll resume regular hours on Tuesday. Just a reminder that flu shots will be available starting Monday, October 16th. Walk-ins are available, no appointments necessary. Please reach out to the pharmacy with any questions at 403-335-3307.
Buy Low Foods has been proud to support Colts hockey and everything local. That's not ever going to change, but a lot of things are going to. Buy Low Foods is soon to become Save-On Foods in a beautiful state-of-the-art facility that Didsbury deserves. Let's go Colts from Buy Low Foods in Didsbury.
We are back inside the Didsbury Memorial Complex. You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Anchor Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM. It's Baron Bank Luster ringside with Corey Knoll. Corey, we're at a 4-4 deadlock after 60 minutes heading to OT. How'd we get there?
My goodness, it started with Kai Biggin getting the Colts on the board early in the game, a buck 18 into it. But then it would be Nathan Verloop for Coaldale that would tie it up about 12 minutes after that. Then we get into the second period. Coaldale catches the Colts napping and score three goals in 3 minutes. Verloop, Holm, and Creighton made it 4-1 before the Colts even knew what was happening. But they started digging away. Heistead gets one about midway through the second period to cut it to 4-2. Then in the third period, it was Parks from Bell at the 10-13 mark. And then at about the 15-minute mark, 5 to go, Parks gets it. And we're going to give the assist to Rothenbusch, but it was a redirect in front that Parks is going to get credit for and tied the game 4-all. So that's where we sit. Shots on goal right now, 39 for the Colts to 30 for Coaldale. Both teams going 0-for on the power play through this game as we head to overtime.
And that's a notable pushback from the Mountain View Colts, who were down on the shot clock after 20 minutes of play. So to see them put up that many shots, that's 30 over the course of 40 minutes of hockey there. So not bad at all. Looks like they're going to start with the big guns up front. It's Hayden Parks, who has got the hot stick tonight, Corey, as you mentioned there in your scoring summary. Stephen Bell out there on the forward unit. Meanwhile, it's Smith back there on the point. Constant is the center, and he has won the draw here for Coaldale, and he'll take it into this zone. It's quickly turned over. It's all about possession here on 3-on-3 overtime in the HJHL. Colts turning it over there with Smith. That was a dangerous looking play. Looking for Bell. Didn't quite connect. It's turned over again by Bell. Verloop carries it into the slot. Stick save made by Allen. It's steered into the corner. Parks looking for it. Can't dig it out. And now it's won by Coaldale with Kennedy. Kennedy's bank pass intended there for Verloop. It's headed forward, intended for Kennedy again. No icing there as he wins out the foot race. Kennedy will center that one for Verloop. Verloop now into the corner. He goes, makes a nifty move out to the backhand. Had a dangerous chance through the slot, but a great play made by Stephen Bell to upend him. Now it's Verloop who wins it out of the corner again and sends it towards the front of the net. It's loose in the slot. Verloop is looking for it, and he fires it right into Kyle Allen, who makes the save.
That's a big save. The Colts were on their heels immediately from the start of this overtime period. Just didn't really look like they were into this period. We saw a really horrible pass as they were looking for Bell, tossed a no-look back pass that ended up going to Coaldale, and then the Copperheads just hung on to that puck and kept it in the Mountain View zone.
Unit 2 goes out there for Mountain View, but the draw is lost. McCulloch has it at the point for Coaldale. Gets it down low. It's Twig who has to turn away from the check, and will take it into the neutral zone. Looking to hang on to the puck here. Twig still has it. McCulloch has it. Put a pressure on by Peyton Rothenbusch. Upended there. No call coming up here. Twig will gather now for Coaldale. Coaldale in possession. They come right wing side. McCulloch has it. One-on-one with Rothenbusch. A floater pass into the middle, and they score. Coaldale in overtime takes it home. 5-4 the final.
Beautiful. Yeah, Coaldale owned the overtime period. Yeah. They never let the Colts get out of their own zone. It just felt like it was a matter of time before they were going to score.
We'll get you that score as he's completely surrounded there in the corner, but it is a final. 5-4 is the score, and we will be back to recap everything you've heard from a thrilling night at the DMC. You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM.
For over 47 years, Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services and the Olson family have been proud to serve and support Olds and the surrounding area. Offering a wide range of services, stop in for a cup of coffee and chat about your agriculture needs or hockey. Visit Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services, proud supporters of the Mountain View Colts.
Since 1963, Dick's Trucking has been on the road and making miles through Western Canada. With trucks and trailers in all shapes and sizes, the team at Dick's Trucking can get your grain, fertilizer, and feed where you need it to go. When you need it hauled, call Dick's Trucking in Didsbury at 403-540-0500. Proud supporters of the Mountain View Colts for over 20 years.